Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Crantin Industries Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Sachin Subhash Gora, Promoter, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sumit Subhash Gora, Promoter and Whole-time Director, Ms. Sampada Bharadwaj, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Sumit Gora for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome all our shareholders, investors, analysts, and other stakeholders to Crantin Industries Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your continued interest in Crantin and thank you for taking the time to join us today. I trust that you have an opportunity to review our Q1 FY27 financial results and press release, which have been filed with the stock exchanges and are available for your reference. The first quarter of FY27 has been a positive start for Crantin, particularly from the revenue and operating perspective. During the quarter, we continue to operate in a supportive domestic and automotive environment with healthy demand across several vehicle segments and continued emphasis by OEMs on localization and domestic sourcing. For Crantin, our priorities during the quarter remain clear: consistent execution, customer engagement, cost discipline, improving manufacturing productivity, and better utilization of our existing capabilities. At the same time, we continue to work on strengthening our customer relationships and developing new business opportunities that can contribute to a broader and more sustainable business over the coming quarters. With that, let me begin with the industry environment. Industry overview. The Indian automotive industry has started FY27 on a strong footing. According to industry data, passenger vehicle sales during Q1 FY27 reached the highest ever first quarter level, with domestic sales of approximately 12.74 lakh units, representing a growth of 25.9% over the corresponding period last year. Commercial vehicles and three-wheelers also recorded their highest ever Q1 sales. This performance reflects relative healthy domestic demand, improved consumer sentiment, supportive financing conditions, and continued product launches across the automotive ecosystem. With the broader mobility and agricultural ecosystem, the tractor segment also remained encouraging. Tractor registration crossed approximately 2.28 lakh units by June 24, compared with around 2.21 lakh units during the corresponding period of the previous year. This indicates that two-wheeler demand remained reasonably supportive at the beginning of FY27. The tractor industry has benefited from relatively healthy rural cash flows, continued farm mechanization, and improving affordability. At the same time, we remain mindful that the outlook for the agriculture segment will continue to depend on monsoon conditions, kharif sowing, farm income, and input cost. From the broader industry perspective, the environment is constructive, although certain external uncertainty remains. Geopolitical developments and disruptions in West Asia, fluctuations in commodity prices and logistics costs, and uncertainty in some international markets continue to require close monitoring. Auto component exporters are also navigating trade-related challenges in certain geographies. Nevertheless, we believe the underlying structural opportunity for Indian component manufacturers remains strong. The continued focus on localization, supply chain diversification, and domestic sourcing is creating opportunities for precision engineering companies. With the right combination of manufacturing capabilities, quality, engineering expertise, and delivery reliability, for Kranti, this environment provides a constructive platform to deepen our relationship with existing customers while selectively pursuing new opportunities. Operational overview. Coming to Kranti, Q1 FY27 was characterized by focused execution and disciplined operations. We achieved a healthy year-on-year improvement in our top line during the quarter while continuing to focus on improving operational efficiency and utilization of our manufacturing infrastructure. Our team remained closely engaged with customers across the automotive and agriculture segment. We continued to support existing programs while simultaneously work on new business opportunities and expanding our addressable customer base. We remain focused on four key operating priorities. First, customer engagement and business development. We are working closely with our customers to understand their evolving requirements and participate in new product and localization opportunities. Second, capacity utilization and productivity. We continue to focus on improving the utilization of our existing manufacturing assets and enhancing productivity through better processes, planning, and operational discipline. Third, cost and expenditure control. We are maintaining a disciplined approach towards operating expenses and are continuously evaluating opportunities to improve manufacturing efficiency and optimize our cost structure. Fourth, quality and delivery performance. For us, quality, consistency, and reliable delivery remain fundamental to building long-term relationships with our customers. The broader shift towards localization and domestic sourcing continues to provide a favorable backdrop for precision component manufacturers, and we intend to participate in these opportunities in a calibrated and commercially disciplined manner. Q1 FY27 financial performance. Let me now take you through our financial performance for the quarter. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 stood at 25.47 crores, representing a strong 26.8% year-on-year growth. This performance reflects healthy business momentum and continued engagement across our key customer segment. Our gross profit stood at 12.61 crores, representing a 14% year-on-year increase. Gross profit margin improved to 49.5%, representing an improvement of approximately 566 basis points year-on-year. At the operating level, EBITDA stood at 2.88 crores with an EBITDA margin of 11.3%. The operating performance reflects the benefits of expenditure, discipline, operational focus, and changes in our business mix. While the improvement at the operating level is encouraging, profitability at the bottom line continues to be impacted by certain fixed and non-operating cost elements. For Q1 FY27, the company reported a PAT loss of Rs. 5.5 lakh compared to the PAT of 66.6 lakhs in the Q1 FY26. The movement in profitability during the quarter was primarily impacted by employee-related fixed cost, higher finance cost associated with working capital requirement, and higher depreciation. Therefore, while our revenue growth and operating performance has improved, we recognize that there is further work to be done to translate this growth into a stronger bottom-line profitability. This remains an important area of focus for the management team as we progress through this FY27. Our objective is not merely to grow revenue, but to achieve profitable and sustainable growth through better capacity utilization, improved productivity, disciplined cost management, and a stronger business mix. Business outlook for FY27. Looking ahead, we remain cautiously optimistic about the opportunities available to us during FY27. Our immediate priorities will continue to be strengthening relationships with existing customers, improving utilization of our manufacturing capabilities, and developing new business opportunities across the segments we serve. We see continued opportunities arising from localization and the increasing preference of OEMs for reliable domestic supply chain. We will evaluate these opportunities selectively with a clear focus on commercial viability, technical capability, customer relationships, and return on capital. At the same time, we remain disciplined in our approach towards capital allocation. Our focus will be on making better use of our infrastructure and capabilities that we have already established, while adding capacity or making new investments where there is adequate visibility of demand and attractive long-term returns. We also remain focused on improving our operating leverage. As volumes improve, we expect better utilization of our manufacturing infrastructure to provide opportunities for improving margins. However, we will continue to closely monitor employee cost, finance cost, depreciation, and other fixed expenses to ensure that revenue growth translates progressively into improved earnings. To summarize, we believe Crantin has started FY27 on a positive operating trajectory. A 26.8% year-on-year growth in revenue demonstrates healthy business momentum, while the improvement in gross margin and EBITDA reflects the benefits of our continued focus on operational discipline. At the same time, we are conscious that there is still work to be done on the profitability front. Our priorities for the remainder of FY27 are therefore very clear. Grow the business, improve capacity utilization, strengthen operating margins, maintain cost discipline, and convert our business opportunities into sustainable and profitable growth. We remain committed to building Crantin as a stronger, more diversified, and more competitive precision engineering company. We are grateful to our customers for their continued confidence, to our employees for their commitment and dedication, and to our shareholders and investors for their continued trust and support. We remain focused on executing our strategy with discipline and creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you once again for joining us today. I now look forward for taking questions from you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. First question comes from Mahesh Kolani from Go Quarter. Please go ahead. So please go ahead with your question, sir. Mr. Mahesh, there is no response. The next question comes from Abhijit Rao from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, how is the business for FY27 pipeline business? And which segments are expected to drive the next phase of the business pipeline?
Business pipeline to FY27 is on a greater positive note. In line with our last year performance, we expect a double-digit growth this year also. That is the way currently the market scenario as well as the demand from customers that is looking into that way. Sectoral wise, we are focusing, though our major segment is tractor segment, which is again having a double digit, expected to have a double digit growth this year also. In addition to that, we are entering into new segments like other engineering as well as defense segment. So we see a good potential in coming quarters to work out on this.
Okay, understood. So, sir, any steps have been taken to reduce the dependence on the tractor segment and diversify the overall business mix?
Yeah, we are already diversifying. So the incremental business what we are actually anticipating, that will be from the new segment like defense, other engineering, and even we have entered into agriculture implements and that. And what the second major point what I will say is not only that, being into tractor segment, we are already diversified with different OEMs manufactured. So we think the tractor segment growth is also not a bad where we don't see that in next 2-3 years at least there is, you know, any backward looking towards that segment also.
I will add on two things on this. Please understand, we are very thoughtfully working on the diversification of the business and reducing the dependency on agriculture business. So if you see in last 5-6 years, from about 99% of business from agriculture industry, we are now around 65%, and this ratio would remain now 60-65%, because now the business is growing in all the directions with the tractor business itself. It will continue to grow, but other business will also be growing in the same thing.
Okay, sir, understood. And sir, can you give the numbers of utilization, capacity utilization across all plants?
Capacity utilization in our three plants in Pune for Q1 was somewhere around 70%. And for the plant in Jaipur, which we have recently started, it is still below 60%.
Okay. So, sir, how is the working capital being managed across all these things?
Working capital is through working capital finance from the lenders as well as the internal accrual for is going on.
So, you plan to raise any money in the future?
The board is under discussion of that, but right now not any finalized yet. So we are definitely working on our next growth phase, but still it is under discussion at a board level.
Thank you, sir. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Adesh, from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, my question is, with the Jaipur plant now operational, what customer opportunities and product categories are being targeted from this facility?
Yeah, so can you be a bit louder?
With the Jaipur plant now operational, what customer opportunities and product categories are being targeted from this facility?
Okay, so I'll give you the answer on this. With Jaipur right now, we are working with our direct customer is Universal Auto Foundry itself, but our end customers are customers like CNH, Jaguar, Kubota, then Ashok Leyland, Dana, Edison, IBC. So there are multiple customers. Now coming to your second part of the question is, how are we going to get what is the capacity utilization, right? That was your second part of the question. Yeah, so currently
Sorry?
Your question was?
The second question was, what customer opportunity and product categories are being targeted from this category?
So product is products are again what we are working towards are similar to the transmission and engine products, critical components only. So it will be extension of the current range of products with some new addition of different variety of products as well. So that is how it is basically.
Okay. My another question is, how do you see the EV business evolving, and what new opportunity are you seeing from increasing EV localization?
Yeah, so EV business, you see, we are one of the early entrants into EV, and we are doing, since 2016-17, we are into EV business. And it is evolving definitely, but we are more into a transmission product business, so it doesn't make a big impact on us or our requirement where EV or even if it is an IC engine or tomorrow hybrid engine, it will not affect on our part of the product in the vehicle. If we are more in engine side products, then this will make an impact.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The next question comes from Prafulla from JKN. Please go ahead. Ma'am, please go ahead with the question, ma'am. Hello. Yeah, please go ahead, sir.
My question is, how is the competitive scenario, and do we have any moat in the business?
How is the competitive scenario? So this is a very competitive industry, no doubt in that, because there is a huge number of volumes in this. But at the same time, the scale of this industry is also, it's like an ocean. So it's a huge opportunity as well as competition available in this industry. What was the second part of the question? Can you repeat?
The second part was, do we have a pricing power? Because we deal with extremely reputed customers. We have a lot of strength. So are we able to command any pricing power?
To some extent, our pricing are quite, if you see, not directly competitive to the market, since we have some premiumness in our working, because our technical strength, our process, our engineering strength is quite stronger than compared to anybody around it, or if we are into us in the industry. At the same time, since this is a very cost competitive and price sensitive industry, there are some challenges when you try to become premium and you are more into niche product or niche critical component industry. And since our vision itself is to be in the critical component industry, we are working in that space only right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Sahil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Yeah, so my question is, what are the key new products currently under development, and how do you see them contributing to future growth?
Can you just repeat your question a bit louder?
Yeah. Okay. What are the key new products currently under development, and how do you see them contributing to future growth?
Okay, so new products right now, there are multiple new products development going on. About if you see our current number of live parts have gone almost double right now this current financial year as compared to last year, almost double. These are some nice products which are growing continuously. Now, adding up to business, this is why we are been saying that we are seeing a very bright future continuously in ahead, which will come at least 2-digit growth year on year for next 2 to 3 years. This is what we are internally planned for, and we are seeing on it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to extend my sincere gratitude to our board of directors for their guidance, our employees for their dedication, our customers for the trust, and our shareholders for their unwavering support. We remain committed for consistent execution and transparent communication. Once again, thank you everyone for taking up your time and joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Roosevelt Conference Call Service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thanks and have a blessed evening.
Yeah, thank you.